The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bach.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, it's 7:05 on May the 14th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460.
What happened to May 10th? It just like, broomp, went by.
May 10th?
You know, May 10th, and then, of course, then you open your eyes, and of course, it's Mother's Day.
Last Thursday?
Yeah, I don't know why. Anyway.
Bad Bob's here. He made it through the weekend.
Oh, yes. a busy weekend, but moving right along. Yes.
Well, we have all types of things happen, you know. The big thing, though, was Senior Idol. But we're going to talk about that after we come back from our break. But what's going to be the weather today there?
All right. Looks like we've got a mostly sunny day with 83. So it looks like we're getting into that wonderful temperature again. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 57. And it looks like through the week we're going back up to 92 in the 90s. So we're going to be up and down within that 10 degrees variation. But today should be beautiful. And the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, a short ride out of Palo Cedro up towards Shingletown, has great food, great music all the time. And your reservations there are 474-5546.
That's right.
We've got a lot of tickets to give away today, don't we?
Yes, we do. We've got tickets for the Hotorama. We're really excited about that. That came in on Friday. But, you know, we got to do our market minute. When we come back, I can't wait to share with you some of the stuff that happened over the weekend for us. Just really. Bob's looking. It's our Monday morning, so we're glad to have you here. How are you, Chat Packers? Maybe you'll give us a call and let us know. There's a lot of things that we're going to cover this morning, but, you know, what happened with you over the weekend? We're going to talk about the Senior Idol. We're going to talk to you about something interesting that happened inside the Mount Shasta Mall. We're going to talk to you about some very fun events that we attended and share that with you.
Plus, we're also going to talk about what the impact is President Obama, what they're saying, President Obama, the first gay president. We're going to see the impact on that. We're going to talk about J.P. Chase. Bank losing, you know, billions of dollars and the impact that could have. There's a war going down in Mexico, and we're just not really paying too close attention on it because two rival factions are fighting for the control of Mexico right now. All of that will be after we talk, though, to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 143 points at 12,677. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index is negative 15 at 1338. And the NASDAQ is negative 29 at 2904. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 9 cents at $7.46 and J.P. Morgan Chase down 97 cents at $35.99. Stocks of local interest: Tri-Counties Bank is positive 17 cents at $15.86, and North Valley Bank is down 5 cents at $12.55. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield down to 2.94%. Over in the commodity markets, we are finding gold down $24 at $15.5960, silver down 49 cents at $28.39, and crude oil down $2.16 at $93.97. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
All right. Thank you so much, Kathy. And we love getting our Wells Fargo update. What? Gosh, there you go. Stuff happens in a moment. And since Friday, there's been a lot going on with the market. So here we go with Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Love to hear about it. We've got to take a break here at KCNR 1460.
Kent's Meats and Grocery, home of locally grown natural choice beef from Prather Ranch, quality fresh produce, seafood, grocery, liquor, beverage specials, and fresh homemade deli items from Kathy's Deli. At Kent's, they cure and smoke their own ham, bacon, and regular smoked or teriyaki style beef jerky. New at Kent's Meats, an all-new line of natural choice Prather Ranch beef, including lean, tender New York style pastrami, jerky, and a large selection of snack sticks. Plus, Lano Seco organic local pork, including chops, roasts, sausage, bacon, and bone-in hams, cured and smoked right here at Kent's. From Kathy's Deli case, choose from deli sandwiches, salads, and side dishes, all made fresh daily. How about a fresh take-and-bake pizza or party tray? Kent's is your small-town grocery store with friendly staff, organic and farm-fresh produce, USDA choice meats, spirits, and libations, gas, diesel, and propane, fuel for you and your vehicle all in one stop. And don't forget the all-day Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip, ribs, and chicken, and all the fixings for a quick, easy meal on the go. Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, locally owned, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. 1 mile south of the Brandon Airport on Airport Road next to Winter Gardens.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2012 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 23rd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers save an extra 15% with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 23rd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Keurig Coffee Maker giveaways. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 23rd. Vendors include Forever Women Mastectomy Boutique, Spectrum Prosthetics, High Cap, Interim Homestyle Services, Willow Springs, Shasta County Adult Services, Caravan, Jim Schluter of Edward Jones. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Welcome Home Assisted Living, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 and AM 1230 KLXR.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Monday. What you got there?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:13 in the morning. It's going to be a nice day today, like in the 80s. But okay, big event Friday night. You know, it's, and we need to spend some time on this. This was we talk a lot about it beforehand, but and afterwards a lot of times, oh, okay, it's over. Senior Idol.
Senior Idol, sold out, beautiful event put on by, of course, the Vistas and Taylor Motors. They do this every year. Shout out to them because they've created this body of just very much like, and Don Burton, MC.
KRCR.
And, yeah.
Also.
And Jennifer Scarborough, and yep. they're darling together.
Don Burton. And Jennifer Scarborough.
Great job.
Did a great job.
As did all of the contestants. And I was a judge along with a chief meteorologist. who is really fun and fun to be around, and Brent Taylor. And so, you know, this is the fourth year of doing Senior Idol. I can only tell you that for the judges, it was painful. Absolutely hard for us to choose.
Because they were so good.
Yeah. Choose the winner.
Yeah, not because it was painful.
No.
It was because they were so good.
Isn't that a great opposite to have?
And they were.
Really,
they were.
We sat back there.
They were all good.
We went back after the 10 performers, and we just thought, what do we do with this? Because it was almost as if you wanted everyone to walk away with a percentile.
Some kind of prize.
And this is one of those things. This is one of those times that you we've been actually watching Senior Idol this year. And all of the contestants in Senior Idol, you've seen them grow. You watch how hard what they go through. And what I really just think really commend in the Senior Idol program is that, you know, today a senior is considered 55. Well, the ones that, you know, they all were so good. 62, 68, 72. That was around the ages.
The winner was 72 years old.
Absolutely. 72 years old. Winner, Ken Stevens, who did an old-time gospel revival. He was the last contestant. He wore a red derby hat.
And a red shirt.
And he was very quiet to himself on the side because, of course, I come backstage and I'm kind of like, well, I don't really want to sit around and talk with the contestants. There's a lot of kinetic energy that goes on. So I kind of go up in the top and, you know, talk with Don and Jennifer and, you know, just do the whole thing before we get ready to go on stage, knowing that there's a process. Everybody needs their own process. And then there was this other gal who was phenomenal, Delta, Miss Delta. And, I mean, the list goes on. We're going to give names throughout the week of phenomenal cast members. And how it was really hard for us. It's like anything else. Somebody has to win first, second, third, fourth, you know. And so our hats off. We're going to be having him on a little bit later this week or hopefully today, but he might not make it today. So it's one of these days he's got him scheduled, Ken Stevens. I think he's probably still reeling. He's been married to, like I said, the same woman for 52 years, lifelong Shasta resident. So I'm sure he's got stories.
And he couldn't be here today because he works.
He's fishing.
No, I don't think he's fishing, but he kind of, you know, he's got... He doesn't work full-time, but he's got something he's doing today. He's saying Jesus is alive and well. Now, one thing I did notice about this year, it seems like we had, what? We had more hymns and more, more of a, you know, that one
religious
gospel song, but, or the revival type, you know, it's a revival tent type song. You know, you find yourself clapping your hands, everybody's, you know, waving, and then he just really put on a great show with that. But there seemed like there were more
Christian
themed songs.
And that's the first in 4 years. Last year there was one or two, but I think almost four or five this year.
Four or five this year, which
was great. And his was old time revival. I swear he had the place on their feet and we went to bed singing Jesus is alive and well. And he was right. Man, did he own it. So that was really, really fun. We took my parents. Place was sold out. Like I said, it's just, what's inspirational about that? Tell me if you think this too, girl. It's, you know, you're 60-ish, 70-ish, 80-ish. There's been some on there that have been close to 90.
I think there was 92 one time.
And you have the song and the spirit in your heart. Not everybody. You have to audition. You have to go through the audition process. And then they run the video of you beforehand for those 10 finalists, and you get to go on the Cascade stage. But actually, Bob Belongi's mom was in it one year. Incredible opera singer.
In fact, she was there last night.
And they had,
Friday night.
They had some of the former contestants and winners that came on and did an ensemble, which was just phenomenal. I don't remember I wish I could think of the song right now. It was, I Believe I Can Fly. I Believe I Can Fly, I think, was the name of the song. And they, I don't know, there was maybe 15 on stage. And it was just wonderful. Talk about just laying it out there. Why not? There was a gal from Oroville who sang Break It to Me Gently. Remember that?
Yes.
Break it to me gently.
Whoa. A Jess Newton song. She did great. And, you know, but the bottom line is that here's people that they came from all over. I mean, as far south as Stockton, to be in this, and they tried out, and they were every one of them did a great job. It was tough for the judges. The guy that won the People's Choice Award sang a Garth Brooks song.
We'll have him on
song
too.
Yeah, he's good too.
Phenomenal, 68 and gorgeous.
So, well, thank you, honey. Oh, no, I'm not.
He was gorgeous. He's a gorgeous. I kept saying, wow, he looks like, gosh.
Okay.
Gorgeous silver hair, tall guy who sang the dance, and he was incredible.
When we come back, I want to talk about J.P. Morgan Chase. And I want to talk about, and Linda wants to talk about a dog custody battle. You like your dog? How much do you like your dog? I mean, really, how much do you like your dog? Carlin the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, where every day is another day of play. 7:20 in the morning.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
Hi there, this is Christy Camp from Wind River Casino. Wind River Casino and Redding Rancheria are partnering up with Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. I'll be dancing with the stars to raise money for Shasta Women's Refuge. Join us on Wednesday, May 23rd from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Elements Restaurant, located inside Wind River Casino, to support myself and Monica in Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. 20% of all sales will go to the benefit of Shasta Women's Refuge. We'll be featuring our new Kansas City style smoked pork ribs starting at $12.95. Dine and donate with us on May 23rd and support us in our fundraising for helping victims of domestic violence. But that's not all. Play Double Action Bingo all month long. Only $3 a game for a chance at $500. 10% of all Double Action sales go to the Shasta Women's Refuge. You can also help by purchasing a star at the River Club. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to winriver.com. You can also look for Team Chris and Monica on Facebook. And remember, it's always better on the river.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and the Bot. 7:23, May the 14th, and, well, I guess I thought we were going to hear some words there, Bad Bob.
Oh, we don't even.
Are
we don't.
Ready, boo?
Well, okay, now we are.
Done walking.
Ow!
You know, we're going to change our schedules around a little bit today, and usually we start, you know, our, you know, interviews on the half hour or the hour. But we have a gentleman that came rolling in here because he actually has to get to work. You know, unlike us, we just stand here and talk about it. Ron Lund.
Yeah,
good morning.
Good morning.
You know, we've never had you on the show, and, you know, and we should have, because, you know, everybody knows you.
The Lim family.
Yeah.
The Lim family.
That's
the Lim
right.
family. Lim's Cafe,
sure.
Lim's Pharmacy.
Yeah.
And
yes.
The singer.
Now, see, they don't know about
crooner.
The singer, though.
Some people do.
Well, listen, when you walked in and you said, you know, I'm just a gigolo, how come all of a sudden it all focused in like, oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
Thursday night's karaoke.
Yeah, but I don't. Yeah, I mean, you know, when you own it, you own it. I mean, Just a Gigolo.
That's not an easy song,
no.
Is it?
No, you got to have an attitude. Or else forget about it.
That's probably why I sing Margaritaville. I have a good time with that.
That's a good song.
That's about it. Ron.
Well, welcome to our show.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me here.
And you,
so
in case people don't know it, as you are a lifelong Reading resident.
Born and raised in Reading, one of the few real natives of Reading. Well, I have to say my three sisters were born here.
Okay.
Well, go back a little bit for us about was your family here first? Did they come from another part of the state,
well,
or country? Or tell us your heritage. Okay. What happened?
My dad, as a child, was brought over here by a family and was raised in Red Bluff as a young kid, and started working in a restaurant in Red Bluff back in the old days.
Wow.
And we're talking, what, 20s maybe? And
when we were being built,
yes.
When the whole was changing, the seats were changing from Old Shasta to Reading.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he recalls, he used to tell me about working in the kitchen at the time, and that was no air conditioning. It was 130-140 degrees inside the kitchen, and it was a tough job. And then he moved to Reading. Can't tell you how old he was, but he was a young man. Opened the restaurant, but first he opened a novelty store, which people don't know about.
That's cool.
In those days it was called a novelty store, and now it would be called an adult store, I suppose.
Oh, how interesting.
No. Okay, now wait. When we say an adult store, are we meaning adult?
Adult.
Oh.
You mean
no.
With, like magazines?
Like,
yeah.
Like
back in those days?
Now, this was who?
My dad.
Your dad, and this was back in the...
Probably by then it's early 30s.
I wonder if they had toys then.
We don't probably want
to
go there.
No, go ahead.
I had toys, cat guns, like that.
Probably not the kind that you're talking about there, you know.
So anyway,
this is colorful. You can see I'm just blushing. I'm just coloring your shirt right now.
It's warm in here. So we had the two at the same time, and the location we're at now has actually been there 1957. How many years is that?
That's a lot.
55, yeah.
Okay.
But that's our third location.
Oh, really?
Yes. Our second location, many people know about, was on Yuba Street before they cut the mall up and put the top on it when it went through. That was our second back in the 50s, early 50s. The one from 1933, very few people know where that was. So I think we should have a trivia.
Ooh, yes, let's do.
A trivia, contest. See who can remember.
So where the very
what
first,
win?
What, very what first win? Cafe was?
Is where?
Where it was. The very first one from back in the 30s.
Not on Yuba Street.
It's not on Yuba Street, and you can win two tickets to the Hotorama.
That happens to be my car right there, by the way.
Oh, two tickets to the Hotorama.
That's hot. That's like, I can see you're just a gigolo.
I bought that new in 71.
Oh, my. So that's
do they need just a street or just an area? I mean, for the location, do they need
their
very first one, right?
Street would be good.
Street, if you can give street, we'll give you two tickets to the Hotorama.
Love the trivia.
Now this is the original Lim's Cafe back in the 30s.
Come on, guys.
1933.
If you can get a street, and it's okay, let's make it a little easier for him. Is it in the downtown area?
Oh, sure. There was no
area. You're right. 1933.
People were shooting gear up on Hilltop.
I shoot each other down on cross.
And you were one of them.
That's right. Okay.
No, you weren't
so
even
1933,
a glimmer then.
Lim's Cafe was located in a downtown, on a downtown street. If you can come up with it, we're going to give you two tickets to Hotorama.
Give us a call here.
Give us a call. Give it a try.
605-4567.
Yeah, we're getting ready to go for a break anyway. And we're going to come back.
71. That's a hot little muscle car there. What is it?
A 71 Charger Super B.
Ooh. Blown up on the front page.
I can tell you about how I went to see that movie Vanishing Point. The guy drove the Charger when I was in the Marines, a young enlisted Marine, and the two wrecks we saw afterwards after the movie, as guys were just ripping out of the parking lot. They were so pumped up. I take a break. Ron Lim is our guest. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about his family, but also going to talk about his businesses right here in town.
Got a lot of Ron Lim energy going on here. That's right. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox Business Network. Wall Street is kicking off the trading day in a sea of red. Fresh concerns over the European debt crisis and an economic slowdown in China are weighing heavily on the markets. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down triple digits. The big sell-off in oil also continues. Crude prices have hit a five-month low as the dollar gains strength against the euro amid mounting concerns over the debt crisis there. And as oil prices decline, Americans are feeling some relief at the pump. According to AAA's daily fuel gauge, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline is $3.72. And Slurpee lovers watching their waistlines will be happy to know 7-Eleven is introducing the Slurpee Light. The low-calorie frozen drink will target females in their 20s with the tagline, all flavor, no sugar. The light version will have about 20 calories versus 70 calories for a regular Slurpee. Slurpee Light flavors include sugar-free mango, sugar-free strawberry banana, and sugar-free cherry limeade. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. We have purchased the empty Gottschalks building and are proud to welcome Sportsman's Warehouse and Goodwill to Reading. Sportsman's Warehouse alone has brought 80 permanent new jobs to the Reading area. This project has contributed approximately $14 million annually in taxable sales to the economy, and we would like to do more. We would like to thank you for your tremendous support of these projects.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a Cars customer. How long have you been coming to Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:35 in the morning on August, May the 14th. made it through Mother's Day, made it through the weekend. And we are being brought to you on this segment by R&B Sharpening. Bob and Judy have been in business since 1985. And if you want something sharpened, they are the people to go to. They are just really fine people, really good people. And you can get your saws, knives, router bits, shapers, saw chains, you name it. It can be sharpened, including all your gardening equipment. And they will make bandsaw blades to order while you wait. Go down and visit them at 6915 East Side Road, Building 6. Or give them a call, 530-365-1479. That's R&B Sharpening and our friends down there. Now, tomorrow night at 5:30 in the atrium right down here in the downtown mall is going to be a town hall meeting. And Hawkins Company, the Knighton Road Shopping Center developers, are going to host this. It's going to be open to everybody. And you can go down there, and they're going to give a short presentation on the shopping center and then answer questions afterwards. There will be a number of people there along with just the Hawkins Company. I don't know what the complete list is, but it will be people that are in support of the construction of the Knighton Road Shopping Center. So Hawkins Company is hosting this town hall meeting. Starts at 5:30. Again, presentation and then answering everybody's questions that wishes to attend.
It's kind of like a forum.
Well, yeah, it's going to be, they just want to just get the word out to everybody. And everybody's invited. I'll be the moderator for it. And everybody will have a chance to ask their questions there and get their questions answered. We say 5:30 to 7:30, but I believe the Hawkins Company people said they will stay as long as it takes to answer all the questions.
Okay. Great. Our guest this morning is Ron Lim. Welcome back to the show. And
Hi.
You are amazing. I want to make sure that our listeners hear some of the great history we were talking about at the break with your family. You've got yourself and three sisters.
Yes. All here in Reading.
And that your father had was married and couldn't bring his wife over with your 10-year-old sister.
Right.
Until what year?
Well, my dad went back there. He came back here in 47, or my mother showed up here in 47, so it must have been 37, 36 that he had gone to China to, it was a prearranged marriage. He paid $25 to a matchmaker and went back there and saw my mom for the first time on the day they got married.
You know, this is something you read about.
I mean,
is that, okay, prearranged, he'd seen a photo of her.
No,
hadn't even seen a photo of her.
No.
And so he went back to China.
Married her.
But he couldn't get her back to the States.
No, he stayed
Not
for
right
a short,
then.
Right, he stayed for a short time, and it was just before World War II, so yeah. I think, things...
Now, your father enlisted in the service.
Yes, he was in the military. He was an infantry soldier in France, where all the trenches were shot at. And he got a Purple Heart, saved a bunch of people in a river, crossing a river, and several other things. And actually, he was the Grand Marshal for one of the veterans' parades.
That's right.
Fascinating.
Before he passed away. And somebody had found out that he had his military record, and he'd never talked about it. He was kind of a modest guy. And he was there for a short time. He came back, went in the military, and in 47, he was able to bring my mom and my sister, Pat, my oldest sister, Pat. I hope you're listening.
She could be wherever she's at.
Well,
we stream everywhere.
Believe me, customers at the restaurant would tell me about that. But I always make sure everyone knows she's my oldest sister. So she came over at
daughter number one.
Yeah, so she came at 10. She was 10 years old when they got here. And then shortly after she got here, then I came along. So I'm number two. And I'm the only son in the family. And then the two other sisters.
Shortly
after
afterwards.
9 months.
9 months.
To the day, yeah.
They arrived
in
the
long war.
10 years, long time. And so then the other two sisters came along, and we've all worked in the restaurant all of our lives. I was 8 years old when I started.
And you graduated from?
Shasta High School.
Shasta High School.
1966, when it was, that was the last year, it was before it became Nova.
Okay.
Before it became an all ninth grade school.
Okay.
And so I was the last class through there. And then went straight to San Jose State for a couple of years for my pre-pharmacy requirements, and then went to University of the Pacific in Stockton to finish my doctor of pharmacy.
So what? Did you always know you wanted to be a pharmacist? No. Because that's pretty direct.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
I mean, you went right out of high school.
Well, and people ask me, and I can't answer it except for all I know is that we have no pharmacist friends or influences on me, and I didn't even know what they did. But in sixth grade, at the Sequoia School, and they sent out a little sign-up sheet. What do you want to be when you grow up? 1, 2, and 3. And everybody was doing, you know, fireman, policeman, pilot. I put in there pharmacist. I have no idea where that came from. I left 2 and 3 blank.
The fact that you could spell it in sixth grade was good, too.
I'm not even sure I spelled it right. But I ended up in the right place. I knew it wasn't farming. I knew that. But pharmacist.
Yeah.
So I just filled in the one line, and they geared my schooling the whole way through.
Wow.
So by the time I was
24,
I had my doctor of pharmacy degree.
Oh, well, let's talk about that when we get back. I really am curious about how the drug industry has changed.
Wow.
Insurance has changed your profession. And how long you've actually been filling the prescriptions, how it's just changed. That's fascinating to me as well. We've never really gotten into the nuts and bolts of that before.
Well, I can only go back, you know, so far, but...
But it's still in our time.
40 years ago.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back, KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore. My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Redding for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding 2 more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Brian Daly is a conservative farmer. Together, Brian and his wife Megan earn their living and raise their family by working the land. As a citizen legislator on the Lassen County Board of Supervisors, under Brian's leadership, the county lives within its means, spends less than it takes in, and is debt-free. Vote to send Brian Daly, a farmer with common sense conservative values, to the California Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Yeah. Monday. And you know what? Mondays are always kind of hard to get started here. We'd have to jump start it. 7:45 in the morning. It's going to be a beautiful day today. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say about them? Great people. Espresso Joe's, it's not just great coffee in the morning, but they also have icy drinks and cold drinks later on in the day. They have the finest prices and for tobacco products. You name it, they will beat any price here in town. And the finest walk-in humidor in the state, I think. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans get discounts there. Hey, our guest, Ron Lim. And we're finding all types of things about Mr. Lim here. The fact that his sister, Pat, is 10 years older than him. Yeah, so there, Pat. He told me to make sure I said that every chance I got was to bring that
up. My oldest sister.
Your oldest sister, that's right. And of course, Ron's father, a hero, fought during World War II, a veteran. And thank you so much for his service. My father was also a World War II veteran, and Linda's father from Korea. We appreciate our veterans.
Yes, we do.
It's giving like that, like they do for our country. You've been a resident of Reading forever, ever since you were born. I say forever. You graduated in 1966 from Shasta High. Became a pharmacist. Knew you wanted to be a pharmacist in the sixth grade, though. We're talking about it. We're not sure quite how that happened. Field trip to Payless.
The only other business I knew besides restaurants.
Okay, now how has the pharmacy business changed in the last? I know 40 years seems like a lot, but has there been a lot of changes in, say, the last 10 years?
Even in the last couple, you know, with Medicare.
What's the biggest change, you would say?
I recall coming into pharmacy in 72, and in those days when we would give the prescription out, there would be no drug name on the prescription. And if the patient asked us, what is this? What it's called? What's it for? We were not allowed to tell the patient anything. That was the doctor's
job.
Wow. Totally. Oh. So if people asked us, we say you have to ask the doctor.
Was there a name on it? I mean, just their name. It was no name of what it was, though.
I think the name was on it, but not. Nothing else.
Nothing else.
They
didn't
get now you get a breakdown consultation.
You get a book.
So our jobs have changed truly in those days we were just pill counters. could not tell anybody anything. And we really didn't have a lot of technology to help us with interactions and what other things, you know, that mm-hmm. they're taking. And it's all paper.
Well, it's a good thing in a certain sense, wouldn't you say, because it's more information that you get to learn as well about what a specific medication, let's say, like a blood pressure or cholesterol.
Well, we knew all about the drugs and the
things. They just couldn't talk about it.
We couldn't tell the patient. Yeah. We weren't allowed to tell the patient what they were taking.
So, if I came in and said I wanted this a cholesterol medicine, mm-hmm. and what side effects does this have? And Ron would go, you're going to have to talk to your physician.
Yeah, you have to talk to your doctor.
And there was no little handouts like they do now. So you can look at it and go, oh, gosh, there's 853 side effects here, including.
If they ask what is it for, I can't tell them what it's
for. You can't
even
tell them what it's for. Yeah, I couldn't even tell them what it's for.
So my job has changed.
Dramatically
from being pill counter to doctor's helper. I mean,
doctor's helper, yeah.
Basically,
it
is crucial, in fact, that we do this. It's the law now.
Well, what has changed for you? I'm just curious with the if you don't mind me asking this, we'll take a break. Generic. You know, there's so many generics today.
I was going to ask that one, too.
And, you know, I can tell you that occasionally when I have to take whatever I take, sometimes the generic doesn't do the job that the original medication did.
There is a small percentage of drugs that don't work like the name brand, although they're supposed to be equivalent.
Why do you think that is? Because that's a good question. You know, probably the difference between them is
how they're manufactured can be a difference. What they use for binding agents can be different.
Oh, that's
just interesting. Because the drug that's in it are the same doesn't mean it gets to where it's supposed to go in the body equally.
Releases
because of the binding.
One of the first classes I had at pharmacy school, they showed us the difference between a Long's aspirin, which is just a Long's aspirin, bottle of 1,000, and a Bayer. And we put it in a tumbling plastic tumbler with stomach acid in it. Mm-hmm. So we put the Bayer in, and within 20 seconds it was gone.
Gone.
So we put the Long's tablet in there, just the same amount of aspirin. 24 hours later, we came back to class, and it's still in there.
Okay, so
all right,
there
that's
is
huge.
A, there
that
is
such
big,
a huge visual
so there is,
for me.
It, now is,
so, but it still had 5 grains of aspirin.
It's just how they bound it.
What good does it, what good does it do you if it's still in the
Well, this is what's interesting, too, with allergies going on around right now, because you know when you take over-the-counter or something, when it is effective immediately and when you're feeling like at the end of the day, why isn't this working? Well, it could be.
It could be that. It could just be psychological. It's, you know. That's part of it.
No, because I've taken generic stuff before, and it to me, you know, because see now you can buy, you go into places and you'll see right next to the
name brand,
you'll be one from the store, and it says it's got the exact same ingredients in it.
No, it's colored
so,
the same.
And so you just kind of think, okay, if it's got the exact same ingredients in it, then it's going to work the same. But what we're hearing now is it may not in some cases because how they put it together could have a big effect on it.
It could.
Okay, let's take a break on that. Other people think about
that
one for a while.
We're talking to the expert here, Ron Lim from Lim Pharmacy. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Redding Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000 square foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Redding, just off of I-5. And Redding Harley Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Redding Harley Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Attention, Shasta County residents. This is an important message. The Hawkins Company's developers will be conducting a town hall meeting consisting of a presentation concerning the Knighton Road Shopping Center, followed by a question and answer session. Questions concerning the Knighton Road Shopping Center as well as measures A and B are welcome. All members of the public are encouraged to attend. The town hall meeting will be conducted this Tuesday, May 15th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the atrium at the Market Street Promenade just north of the Cascade Theater in Redding. If you have any concerns about the Knighton Road Shopping Center, please attend this town hall.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. Yeah! We're walking on sunshine here. Okay. You know, there's a lot of things going on here, you know, that in our town. And, you know, Rob Burrow's going to, Master Chief Rob Burrow's going to stop in after the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about some things he's got going, too. But our guest right now is Ron Lim, and we're having a great time with Ron. First time he's been on. Let's just try and catch it all up. His father met his mother while he was, his father's in the United States, already immigrated. His mother was still in China, made the arrangements, wedding arrangements, without even knowing what she looked like, went back in 1937.
It's common of that day.
I guess, yes.
And in your culture, I think.
Yes. In fact, it still is probably in many
some
places.
Some arranged Indians.
Oh, yeah.
Some places in the world. He marries your mom.
$25. For the matchmaker.
For the matchmaker. Probably the best $25 you ever spent. He comes back to the States. He has some problems getting her back across. He serves in World War II, gets his wife and his 10-year-old daughter across, Patricia. Then 9 months later, Ron's born after they get back. And then Ron, in sixth grade, decided he wanted to be a pharmacist. Has gone into the pharmaceutical, went into the pharmaceutical business, had his doctorate by age 24. Had his pharmacy here. Meanwhile, his family, of course, has Lim's restaurant. Not to talk about the ones in the 30s of the novelty shop, which is really an adult entertainment place that nobody knows
about. Like that,
until
don't you?
Right now. Well, you know what? We love breaking news right here.
There were three restaurants, and one of the questions that we had, of course, we're waiting for you still. We have had callers call in, and it's not correct. Are you talking about the oldest and the most? Which restaurant are we talking about?
The original 1930s.
The original 1930s.
Okay, it's good for two tickets to Hotorama. Two tickets. Give us a hint. You got to give us a hint.
Well, it was first called Kim Sing. So
first called Kim Sing.
Called Lim's at the time. I can't tell you when we changed it to Lim's.
That was sneaky. Okay, yeah. that one was. You didn't say what the name was, so they couldn't look it up.
Lim's.
So they literally
you can Google
it. Of course they're Googling it.
And you can't do that.
Okay,
no,
1933, it was downtown. Two tickets to Hotorama. Yes, you know, we'll probably give them away anyway, but that's okay. You've got to try, though. You got to try.
Well, being a doctor at pharmacy, that's really, really huge. And you do so many other things, too. You're so very, very well revered and respected in the community.
Thank you.
I would think being a doctor at pharmacy, having a pharmacist, it's very intimate. It's like a doctor, in a sense. Yes. Somebody that you're trusting to fill your prescriptions and to help you through whatever that may be, it may be a new prescription that you're going on that maybe you're not so happy about or have to see if it works with your body or whatever. And, you know, things have changed so much with the insurance. It's not the day back where it really used to be where you had just, you know, pick up the phone and talk to your doctor that day. But so I would just want to commend you for that.
Thank you.
Okay, we want to go to the phones. Coach Bob, good morning. What do you got, Coach Bob?
Very fast thing. I know you're almost out of time. Ronnie and I went to Cypress School together. He won't remember me. I mean, it was kindergarten first.
Oh, of course I remember.
Did you have a beard then?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was working on it, though. I had occasion once as a child with some friends to go to Ron's home. And it was the first time in my life up to that point that I had ever been in a home where there was another language being spoken. It was really quite interesting.
No, that's right. I spoke Chinese.
Best as I recall, and this is not very good, I thought the original Lim's was somewhere on the west side of Market where the downtown mall is now. I used to work at the Holly Cafe when I was in high school. And I thought it was across the street. But I could be dead wrong. I could be wrong about a lot of things.
So, Coach Bob.
Hello, Ron. Glad you're on the radio.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. But, hey, Coach Bob, hang on. Because you called. There's other people calling right now with it.
But because
you called and you were on the air, we're going to give you two tickets to Hotorama anyway. You just lost Coach Bob.
Coach is a great guy.
Okay, Coach Bob.
Idol.
You got two tickets anyway. Give us a call back to Coach Bob, and we'll get these things saved for you.
But anyway, we have tickets, though, and we want you to keep on. We've had a couple people call in. It's really a wonderful trivia question. It's a tricky trivia question, right?
Yes.
And we're waiting to see. Again, what's the pose the question to our listeners one more time, because they may be driving and go, you know.
Our current location is only our third location. The second one was on Yuba Street before the mall was roofed up. A lot of people know where that was. They don't know where the one before that one was, the very first
one. In 1933. Downtown is downtown, though, someplace. So if you come out, we're going to come up with names. Okay, we got to run here. Our guest has been Ron Lim. You know, Ron, please come back. We haven't gotten into this yet. And I know you've got to get to work.
Got a lot to
cover
here.
And we're going
to
take a break from the news. We have Mass Chief Rob Burrows in talking about a thing he's got going here this week with the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. We'll be right back. We're also going to be talking politics when we get back, too.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A risky bet is not paying off for Ina Drew, JPMorgan Chase's chief investment officer, retiring after the bank lost $2 billion in trading in London.
She was one of the highest paid people in the business. She made over $31 million over the last 2 years. And the whole London office really is on pins and needles because all of them are at risk of losing their jobs.
Fox Business Network's Nicole Petalides on Wall Street, where there's a sell-off, the Dow down 115 points. President Obama's taking aim at Mitt Romney's business record in a new campaign ad. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Airing in several battleground states, the new ad attacks Mitt Romney's years at the private equity firm Bain Capital, particularly GST Steel in Kansas City that was closed in 2001, several years after Bain took control.
Mitt Romney was deeply involved in the influence that he exercised over these companies.
But Republicans say the ad fails to mention that Romney had left Bain Capital about 2 years before GST Steel was closed.
Once you're gone and did not have a significant impact on the company, no, I do not feel like it is fair.
And Texas House Republican Pete Sessions says he feels Mitt Romney can be proud of his private sector experience. Dave?
Mike, Republicans are using President Obama's own words against him.
I pledge to cut the deficit in half by the end of my first term in office.
A new GOP web ad plays that over and over, calling it an empty promise. At Roger Clemens' trial, a key ruling and soon a key witness. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live at the Washington, D.C. courts.
The jury can consider the testimony of Yankees pitcher Andy Pettitte. Defense attorneys wanted Pettitte's testimony stricken after Pettitte admitted he was only 50-50 about whether he understood a conversation he had with Clemens about using human growth hormone about a dozen years ago. Pettitte was one of several witnesses prosecutors used to set up today's testimony from Brian McNamee. McNamee is Clemens' former trainer, expected to tell jurors he injected Clemens with HGH. Dave.
This is Fox News Radio. Barron balanced.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring with high quality, with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-690-8640 to get your free copy now. 800-690-8640. 800-690-8640.
Syrians keep ignoring the UN-backed ceasefire. Fighting in the city of Rastan, activists claim at least 23 are dead. The UN's nuclear watchdog is back in Iran, again trying to get answers about the program, and Iran insists is not for weapons. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has more live.
And in the past hour, talks in Vienna wrapping up. They'll continue tomorrow. The International Atomic Energy Agency urging Iran to let it inspect a military site. The Associated Press says there's evidence of a fortified chamber there where Iran might test the explosives that initiate a nuclear blast. Iran says it does not want a bomb, but Britain today demanding action by Iran or the European Union may expand sanctions. Dave?
Alistair, wildfires are burning in Arizona, and one that forced people out of their homes in the mining town of Crown King got bigger overnight.
It started behind our cabin. It was one little ravine over, and from what we heard from the people that were going up there, it was a house, and it was a fire that started inside the house.
And that fire has now torched about 4.5 square miles in Arizona. Autism is being diagnosed in children now more than ever. So there is some new concern about their life as adults in new research.
A study published today in Pediatrics says young adults with autism have limited opportunities, with 500,000 autistic children reaching adulthood in the next decade. Researchers say the problem has become urgent. 1 in 3 young adults, or 35% with autism, have no college or technical schooling and no paid job experience nearly 7 years after high school graduation. This compares to 26% with mental disabilities. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
There are a lot of babies named Sophia, the most popular girl's name last year, according to the Social Security Administration, which says Jacob was number one for boys for the 13th year in a row. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to my Harley. My Harley stopped. What the heck was that, Bad Bob? All right, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
It's Monday.
You know what? It is Monday. It's 8:05 in the morning. Carl Lindebot. It's May the 14th. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. We just had Ron Lim here, and we didn't have enough time. He had to get off to work. We're going to bring him back in again for the next 20 years of his life. Because, I mean, nobody came, but Coach Bob, you get the tickets because you called in and tried.
Yeah.
And you know what? We don't know where it's at. He wouldn't tell us.
Nope. We've got to wait.
So
we've got the line filled up. We have a great guest, one of our favorite people in the studio.
One of those people that wandered through. But first we're going to go to the Wells Fargo. Kathy Lathrop, coming.
Our market of the minute. What's happening, Kathy?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 100 points at 12,719. The Standard & Poor's 500 is down 11 at 1,341. And the NASDAQ is down 22 at 2,911. Active stocks today include JPMorgan Chase down 78 cents at 36.18 and General Electric down 31 cents at 18.70. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is down 25 cents at $9 even, and Bank of Commerce is down 4 cents at $4.03. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.77%. Over in the commodity markets, crude oil is down $1.71 at $94.42, gold down $22.30 at $15.61.70, and silver down 54 cents at $28.34. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors with us Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning on Fridays. And we go on down to Park Marina Drive and visit them, Kathy and Susan and Josh and Chris. Very, very knowledgeable about what's going on in the market world. Okay, let's go to the phones. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
You know, Elizabeth, if I was any better, they'd have to beat me with a stick.
Wow, that's the answer I was looking for.
It's Monday morning. We got the whole week. It's rodeo week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's rodeo week.
It's a great time of year.
You know, every night this week, something's going on.
A lot of fun stuff happening. You know, it's almost like rodeo week kicks off a whole bunch of stuff that just goes on throughout the summer.
It does. You know what? There is so much stuff going on in Reading and in the North State that, you know, if people say, you know, when I read these little things, like when Clarity Entertainment said that they're not going to be here, I looked at the comments some people made, and it's like they're gloating over the fact that Clarity's not coming here.
Yeah.
That it's
like
not,
I told you so.
Yeah. It's not even that. It's like, are you that far down on, you know, are you that far down on yourself and this community to be happy because jobs and tax money and a new look was a chance of coming in? Are you that down? Are you that much of a simpleton to dislike this so much, to be happy about, you know, something like Clarity not coming in?
Sure.
I mean, what is it with people that cheer on a failure like this? I mean, are they that insignificant to themselves that they've got to cheer about? Does this make them feel better about themselves?
Either that, or they have a secure job and they're not really concerned about anyone
else. It's not even that. You can have a secure job and still, you know, I know people that work for our county and city government, and you know, I mean, those are about the most secure jobs. I mean, and that's just the way it is. But
that's sort of what I was
alluding
to.
Well, yeah, but they want Reading and the North State to be a success. I mean, you know, you can have a regular job and want this area to be a success. You know, even if you have a regular job, why would you want it to fail? It's because you just don't, you know, are you that downtrodden? Do you feel like you're such a little cog or such a little insignificant piece of matter that you've got to cheer for a failure? I don't understand. That's just a
philosophy. And, you know, you'd have to look at each individual life and see what's going on there.
I personally don't care.
I know, me either.
I mean, if they're going to be like that, I mean, I don't care. I mean, but why write terrible things? I'm not talking about people. You know, they just do that anyway. That, cause, you know, but about a big business not coming here and gloating over it. That's sick.
Yeah, that's not.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
What you got?
I'm glad I could be your soundboard this morning.
Oh, I've been. Welcome to Linda's world.
Hey, so I just wanted to let folks know what we're doing at the Tea Party tonight. We meet at 6 o'clock at the Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570 South Bonneview Road. And tonight we are going to have Katie Newbert, who is a, she's in the medical field. And she's going to talk about Obamacare, not just from the perspective of someone being in the medical field, but the perspective of someone who immigrated from a communist country. She came from Hungary legally many years ago and came to America. And she's got an incredible story. But having been there, she's got the crystal ball. She can see where we're headed because she came from that. And nobody knows better than someone who's been there. So I kind of encourage people to come on out and listen to her story.
Okay. Now, I encourage you to tell everybody at the Tea Party tonight that tomorrow at 5:30 in the atrium right down here in the mall that Hawkins Company is going to have a town hall meeting.
I will tell them.
And it's open for everybody. It's going to go from 5:30 to 7:30 or longer if people have questions. We're going to broadcast it out over our radio station, too.
Great.
And everybody that wants to hear about the Knighton Road Shopping Center, here's a chance. Come on down. There's going to be plenty of room. Sit in, ask the questions, get the answers. There's going to be a presentation on the town hall at the town hall on the Knighton Road so that if you just pass this on to everybody.
I will do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We got to take a break here.
Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Elizabeth and Aaron, We the People on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10. A great show. Okay. Master Chief.
Love it.
Or Senior Chief, Robert
Senior
Burroughs
Chief.
Is sitting here. And we're going to talk to him when we get back for a few minutes about what he's got going here. And it's something big. I mean, it's something that's really unusual here. A real good thing to hear about. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
My mom, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down and a message is not allowed.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2012 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 23rd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers save an extra 15% with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 23rd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Keurig coffee maker giveaways. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 23rd. Vendors include Shasta County Public Health, Curbs Fitness for Women, Walter Hurst Insurance, Addis Healthcare, Shasta County Senior Nutrition, Mercy Home Health and Hospice. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Welcome Home Assisted Living, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 and AM 1230 KLXR.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Time to clean your home or office carpets? Looking for a company you can trust? Hex Carpet Care has the best in carpet care technology, but with old-fashioned customer service. They pride themselves with no broken promises. They do what they say. They are built off of referrals. They're the company you feel good about referring. Hex Carpet Care is locally owned and operated, offering same and next day appointments. No job is too big or too small. Give us a call, 710-6267. That's 710-6267. Hex Carpet Care. Simply the best.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR1460. How are you this morning? Looks like we're going to have a fabulous day. It looks like our temperature is going to be up to 83. Mostly a sunny day. And tonight we're going to have partly cloudy with temperatures around 57. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. You know, it's just a short drive, and there's always wonderful things, great food. They're open Thursday night, pizza night dinner, as well as they're always serving lunch, and great to go up there for dinner. John Stadelli is just a master chef, and it's always great. Award-winning wines, 474-5546. We do have tickets to give away, but I'm just going to wait because right now we need to go to two.
I'm holding a stack of tickets.
Yeah,
we're going to be giving away all week.
You are our winning prize as far as I'm. As soon as you walk in, I'm like, ooh, Chief is here.
Senior Chief Robert Burrow.
Hey, good morning.
Who's just besides being a friend of ours and a fellow combat buddy, is also heads up the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Yes, we do.
We're going to talk about that a little bit. You just got back from.
Just came back from Washington, D.C. last night.
On?
For Honor Flight Northern California.
Tell people what it is.
Honor Flight Northern California is where we take World War II veterans back to the World War II National Memorial in D.C. for them to be able to experience and see their memorial this latter part of their life. At this time in a lot of veterans' lives, especially our World War II veterans, their health does not allow them to travel. They don't have the funds to travel. They may not have the family to travel with. And so they're kind of just there by themselves. What this program does is allows us to bring these veterans together with guardians. We put them together in a group. We take them to Washington, D.C. We go through all the memorials with them, through the World War II memorials, so they can see what their honor is and how we appreciate them as a nation. And then we bring them back home. There's no cost to the veteran whatsoever. It is 100% paid for the World War II veteran by grants and private donations. And it is just a fantastic opportunity. This was our 11th trip to Washington, D.C. I've been on every single one of these trips. And so I'm currently the chairman for Northern California Honor Flight. We've taken over 300 World War II veterans and an additional 200 veterans to go along as guardians. And it's a healing process for the World War II veteran and for the other veterans that attend, because they get to see their memorials or honors that are there. But they get the true balance is that we get to listen and to experience the stories of this veterans as they go back. When they come back together, it doesn't matter where they served. As soon as they come together as a group of veterans, the camaraderie is instantly right back there. And they start talking about where they were and what they served. And some of the guys served together in the same unit, didn't even know it. We had a gentleman POW from Starlock 17. He was shot down on a B-17 bomber at 20,000 feet, survived. Was captured, and he's 92 years old. Our oldest veteran we took this weekend was 98 3/4, and he's very adamant about that 3/4 because every day he's vertical. You know, he's just proud to be alive and he's proud to still be an American and very proud of what he did for our country. We had Battle of the Bulge veterans. We had D-Day veterans. We had Iwo Jima veterans. We had one of our World War II veterans, a UDT, one of the original UDT, which is the predecessor of the SEALs, went into Tarawa and Peleliu, Okinawa, and they did all the advanced recon before the Marines landed. I mean, these gentlemen are the history makers. These are the real McCoy. They were there. They did it. And they set the example for the rest of our military forces that we have today. They set the nation free across the world through fighting the Japanese and the Nazis during World War II. And so it's just a great honor for us to be able to work with them, to hear their stories. I filmed, so we have archive of their stories and working with them. And Tom and Debbie Johnson are also part of the Honor Flight crew.
Tom and Debbie Johnson are unsung heroes.
They are involved in so many things.
Yes, absolutely.
It's just a great opportunity for us to work with them and all of our different organizations. And so I want to say thank you to them. They are the team, and I am working with them because Debbie set this up. Her father was a World War II veteran.
Okay. Both my parents, World War II veterans, they didn't get to see it. Mom even gave money to it, and she said, she just was able to make it for that. We're going to take a break, and Rob, we want to talk about Veterans Home, what you think is happening, the latest with the Veterans Home, and we can kind of compare notes there. Also about, you got a great fundraiser here. I mean, it's a limited one. I'm not even sure. You may already be sold
out.
Yes,
first time ever.
But it entails United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. No, it's not a rodeo, and they pull you behind them. It's something else. We'll be right back.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Redding at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Kent's Meats and Grocery, home of locally grown natural choice beef from Prather Ranch, quality fresh produce, seafood, grocery, liquor, beverage specials, and fresh homemade deli items from Kathy's Deli. At Kent's, they cure and smoke their own ham, bacon, and regular smoked or teriyaki style beef jerky. New at Kent's Meats, an all new line of natural choice Prather Ranch beef, including lean, tender New York style pastrami, jerky, and a large selection of snack sticks. Plus, Lano Seco organic local pork, including chops, roast, sausage, bacon, and bone-in hams, cured and smoked right here at Kent's. From Kathy's Deli case, choose from deli sandwiches, salads, and side dishes, all made fresh daily. How about a fresh take-and-bake pizza or party tray? Kent's is your small-town grocery store with friendly staff, organic and farm-fresh produce, USDA choice meats, spirits, and libations, gas, diesel, and propane, fuel for you and your vehicle all in one stop. And don't forget the all-day Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip, ribs, and chicken, and all the fixings for a quick, easy meal on the go. Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, locally owned, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Redding Airport on Airport Road next to Wintour Garden.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore. My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Redding for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill. Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot, 8:24 in the morning, May the 14th. 530-605-4567 is the number, and this portion is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, the best place to get coffee and icy drinks. Finest walk-in humidor in the state, and they give discounts to veterans. Joe and Shelley have done so much for our community. In 35 years plus, they've been in business here. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Senior Chief Robert Burrows.
And
good morning.
Good morning. We're so glad to have you here with us the rest of the program this morning. We've been talking about, you just got back from Washington, D.C. last night in the honor flight. And you were breaking down for some of us who think, okay, what's the honor flight? On the phone with us this morning is Debbie Johnson, and you were on the flight as well, correct?
Yes, I was, Linda. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Carl. Hi, Rob.
Good morning.
Yes, we had a wonderful time, and we had a wonderful I'm just kind of catching the end here. I was hoping he jumped in there this morning, as sleepy as we are, to talk with you. The other part of what happens on these trips is an outpouring of love and thankfulness from people all across the country. And we had a wonderful, wonderful experience when we arrived in Washington, D.C. There were several students there. And they had just been on a tour of the Capitol. They'd been there for several days, and they were waiting for their flight to come back to California. And they told the Virgin America folks after we left, and they relayed this to me later, that he went over and asked them why this had been so important to them. And they said, this was the bow that topped off their trip. This was the real deal, to meet those World War II veterans, men and ladies, that had arrived in Washington, D.C., and give them the thank yous that they so deserved. They couldn't wait to have their picture taken and with them and thank them. And that just warms our heart across the country when we see that folks still are very, very proud and understanding of what I'm kind of emotional this morning.
Absolutely.
The sacrifices and the survival of the love of our nation is still out there, and I think that means the world to all of us.
Well, thank you for your call, Debbie, and that just reinstates in our hearts here in the North State that it really is about folks like, you know, Debbie and Rob and teachers and parents to keep reminding our youth about what do the stars and the stripes mean? What does our flag represent? Let's say thank you to a veteran. They've done so much to make our nation. I know that we always have been in times of trying times. World War II is times of trying times. We are in trying times. So all we can do is stay strong as a people and as a nation. And I think that the pride of what that must have felt like in that moment.
Oh, it's a fantastic opportunity for us to be there, especially with the organization, how I'm working at this time. With Honor Flight, we have a chance to take the veterans back there and to be a part of the final chapter of their life, really. And we are helping to make the final chapter of their life with this experience. And then with the Veterans Museum, we are able to remember their life and to store it and to archive it and display it and to reteach it and to redisplay it so that people don't forget about where they were, what they did, and why they did what they did. That's what it's all about. And now with the Veterans Home, working as a chairman with the Veterans Home, to be able to continue on fighting for our veterans with the state of California, the governor and the assembly and the committee, so that we have an honorable place for these veterans to retire, for them to live, for them to be able to take care of. And then today I'm headed, as soon as we leave here, I'm going to Igo Veterans Cemetery. I have 3 World War II veterans to intern today. And so I will be doing Navy honors for those veterans. I'm involved in the entire gamut of everything involved in these veterans at this time. I mean, that's one of the reasons I have such a hard passion for this.
And the veterans, I mean, the World War II veterans, I mean, they're talking 1,000 a day are leaving us. And it's going to start getting faster until
2020.
Thank you for your call, Debbie.
Until 2020. Okay, the Veterans Home. You and I, you came down. Well, we all went down there for that first step in the iteration
of
getting
these
things open. And so they said 10.6. Now it's got to go through the big committee, or the big budget committee. It's a subcommittee. Now I've heard from Doug LaMalfa is that they're going to try and use the same language exactly in the Senate subcommittee, so they don't have to really bring it up any further than that. If they agree on that, then it doesn't have to go out for the big vote.
Right.
So we're looking at that one here in the near future. We should be hearing about that. Have you heard anything else besides that?
Well, we just had our
like a minute here before we go into our break.
We just came from a board meeting on Friday, last Thursday with the veterans, the oversight committee for the home. And so we are definitely pressing as hard as we can to make sure that we're working with the government on this issue. Actually, we're working against the government on this issue because they're not for us.
The Democratic elected governor, assembly, and Senate. I mean, I hate to say this, but it is. It's the Democrats that are doing this. Even though they got together in a bipartisan bill in the subcommittee to say, no, we really do want to do this.
The money is there. They choose not to allot it to the veterans who deserve it.
We're not in high enough. It's not a high, but they did. They did at the subcommittee. But so we've got to see if we can't just keep pushing them into doing the right thing. And we shouldn't have to do that. But
as soon as we get the opportunity for this next bus for us to go down there and we have a solid date, we're going to be letting everybody know so we can get them to back together again.
We want two buses this time. Okay, Carl and Abad, our guest, Senior Chief Robert Burris. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a couple other things on our veteran side and this big fundraiser we're having this Sunday for the, it's going to be great. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. After blowing $2 billion in investments in 6 weeks, changes at America's biggest bank.
J.P. Morgan Chase Chief Investment Officer Ina Drew is officially retiring. A veteran of more than 30 years with the company, Drew's one of the top women on Wall Street, overseeing the investments involving the company's own money for the past 7 years. Two other top execs at the division that Drew oversaw also expected to be sent packing.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. A plane crash in the Himalayan mountains.
Villagers examining the wreckage of a Dornier prop plane which hit the ground as it approached a remote airport in Nepal. 15 people are dead, but there are 6 survivors, including 2 Danish tourists, quoted saying they sat at the back of the plane close to an exit.
Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin, the cause of that crash is still under investigation. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 71. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Attention, Shasta County residents. This is an important message. The Hawkins Company's developers will be conducting a town hall meeting consisting of a presentation concerning the Knighton Road Shopping Center, followed by a question and answer session. Questions concerning the Knighton Road Shopping Center, as well as measures A and B, are welcome. All members of the public are encouraged to attend. The town hall meeting will be conducted this Tuesday, May 15th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the atrium at the Market Street Promenade just north of the Cascade Theater in Reading. If you have any concerns about the Knighton Road Shopping Center, please attend this town hall.
Join us in celebrating 19 years on the river at Wind River Casino, May 14th through May 20th. Monday through Sunday, bingo free play drawings. Wednesday and Friday, slot tournament bonus cash add-on. Saturday, play in the $1,000 cash add-on Monte Carlo tournament. And Sunday, pull up a seat and play in the $5,000 guaranteed poker tournament. Plus hot seat drawings, cupcake giveaways, prizes, and many more giveaways. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea, and where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. The North State's only comprehensive vein center. MD Imaging.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot, 8:35 in the morning on May the 14th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue. Go on there, see DC Tim and that man in black. They give great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. A great place to get your haircut, a great place to sit down and visit. I mean, you can't ask for a better place to get a haircut. It's so much more than that. You get your haircut there?
On and off, yes.
Yes, and
sometimes I'm out of town, so I got to get
right.
it out of town.
And Bad Bob, he does every time. Yeah. Well, Linda doesn't, though. Okay, our guest, Senior Chief Robert Burrows, and did you have something, hon?
No, I'm just at the break, we always hit wonderful information about this trip, the Honor Flight. You know, of course, we're talking about a fundraiser that's coming up as well. But going back into the original breath of your first part of the interview about the Honor Flight, we were talking about that these guys that are World War II veterans and women are really that the nuts and bolts of our society, the hard, hard workers.
Absolutely, they are. And they are the center core of where we've come from in the last 60 years. If they had not been successful in the South Pacific and across Europe, I mean, just go back and think in your mind, where would we be right now? I mean, you can see how bad Europe is even though they won. It just, thank God that they were there. They sacrificed. I just came back from the Philippine Islands, and I was at the Manila Bay Battlefield Memorial Cemetery there. As you drive into the gates, 35,000 crosses, row after row after row. And these are the veterans that were brought back from all of the different islands that served all the branches. They're interred there. And then there's wall upon wall of names of the unknown missing. There were air crews and ships that went down and tanks and that were blown up. And they never found the bodies, but the names are there for the men that served. It's just overwhelming to have been there and to be a part of that.
35,000.
35,000.
In Manila.
In that one spot.
Interred. In that cemetery should almost be right here in our. If people saw that here in our own nation, they would have a totally different attitude. But it's removed from us, and so is the thought of it. It's removed from us.
Well, we have so many cemeteries throughout the world. You know, when people talk about. People talk about, well, what an imperialist nation the United States is. The only land that we've ever kept. In Europe was just for cemeteries.
That's exactly right.
And
where our men and women are laid to rest.
Bury our fallen. So when I hear that, it's just, you know, okay. All right, so you have that. I want to roll into the latest thing you've got going.
Well, this Sunday night.
This is a fantastic
opportunity for us.
And you just kind of got all this to come together.
Wow. Right, just about a week or two ago.
So we know the Marine Corps Color Guard. Those cutie patooties.
Mounted color guard.
Love coming to Reading. We got them in there the first year, and after that, we can't keep them away.
That's great. Yeah.
No, we can't. After they got here the first year,
they feel the patriotism of the North Bay.
Yeah. So now they're coming for like 2 or 3 weeks at a time, it seems like.
Well, we get a chance to host them.
Yeah, that's really cool. Thursday night, they'll be here. Hopefully, they'll be on the
air
Thursday.
Well, they're going to be on Thursday.
Of course, they'll be here for the pancake breakfast and start the whole rodeo week. And we'll hear the great stories about the Mustangs and what they do and who they are. But Sunday night,
the Northern California Veterans Museum is going to host a sunset dinner cruise with the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. It'll be on Shasta Lake. It'll start about 5 o'clock. It'll include, obviously, a beautiful sunset evening on the lake. beautiful, wonderful tasting tri-tip dinner, an open bar, and an opportunity to spend the evening with these Marines, talking with them, sharing with them, and all of the proceeds for this event will be going to the Veterans Museum. We are working right now with the city to finish up on the phase one so we can start phase one, which is a 7-acre Liberty Park at the airport right across the street from our existing location. And so we are pressing to raise every dollar that we can to be able to make this happen. So we are having fundraisers like this where we can honor these veterans. Now, if you're not familiar, these veterans are returning warriors from Afghanistan and Iraq. And this is part of their PTSD returning training, helping them to work with the animals and to be a part of this program. And so this really allows us to be able to support these veterans coming back from this local or this current engagement that we're in. Obviously, Iraq is just about completely done now, and then Afghanistan as it continues to go on. But we can involve these in our community. It's an opportunity for people to support the museum and to support these Marines and for us to just have a wonderful night out there on the lake.
So if you aren't
Bringing the horses.
That's correct.
Okay.
They're not bringing the horses. So, but if say for some reason you can't be around horses, or the rodeo isn't sure thing, but you want to support the veterans, you'd like to meet these guys, this is the perfect opportunity. It sounds like a phenomenal evening. How do we get tickets?
You can get tickets through the Veterans Museum, and the phone number is 378-2280. We only have 50 tickets because that's how many tickets seats are available on the boat. And so we've sold about half of those tickets already. So we've got about another 25 tickets. The tickets are $150 each. And you might think that's kind of steep, but by the time you pay for the food and the boat and everything else, we're asking for a little bit more of a donation so you can donate to the museum because we've got to raise the funds for this Veterans Park. And so this is what the primary objective is to support these Marines, support our veterans in the community, have a wonderful night, and support the museum in the process.
I think you sound like a great night.
It's just going to be
super
great.
Night. Okay, give us the number again.
378-2280, and obviously they can call here at the radio station, and you'll pass that information.
Well, you know what? That's
too
true. Give us a call too, and we'll make sure that you've got the right answer, right people to get a hold of if you didn't get that number down. So just give us a call too at 605-4565. And we'll have the information. We'll put it up on the website, too. All right, we've got to take a break. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Redding Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Redding, just off of I-5. And Redding Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Redding Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Redding. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime.
Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Wait. Come on, I want these guys in concert. Here in Reading, would you just flip out? I would not sit down. In fact, I'd be like, can I come up and do a little dance? I would not wear my wedgies, though. I'd be barefoot and crazy. I'm sorry. We have tickets that we're going to be giving away here in the next 15 minutes, but this portion of the show is brought to you by...
Crown Motors. Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. Your local dealership. You'll say that again. Local dealership. Serving the Reading and surrounding areas. That's right. It's your neighbors working there. It's your neighbors that are going to be giving you those great deals. And it's your neighbors and the locals that will be taking care of your vehicle. They also have a super selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your need. You want a certain kind, they've got it. They take extreme pride in what they sell. They take extreme pride in taking care of those vehicles. So go on down and check Crown Motors out at 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Reading, or give them a call at 223-2177. That's Crown Motors, our own local dealership.
All right, tickets. Okay, we ready for tickets? Okay, folks, you got to give us a call at 605-4567 in the next 5 minutes, and then in the last segment of the show, we'll have another set of another kind of ticket that we're going to give away. But first, right now, first caller gets two tickets to the rodeo opening night, 64th annual rodeo. Love it.
Thursday night,
too. The first caller here, that's May 17th, this Thursday. Two tickets goes to the first caller, 605-4567. All right.
Our guest is Senior Chief Robert Burrows.
Good morning again.
Here. We talked about the honor flight. We talked about now there's a fundraiser with the dinner cruise with the Marines.
On
Sunday night.
May 20th.
That's right. And give them the number one more time.
Okay, May 20th. It'll be this coming Sunday night at 5 o'clock at for the Reading Dinner Sunset Cruise. The phone number to get tickets is at the museum, 378-2280.
Rob, how many, you're tied into the veteran community in so many different ways. We're getting a lot of younger veterans starting to appear back in the North State here, back in Reading.
Well, we do.
Are you getting that feeling?
Well, we do. We have a lot of veterans, but they're under the radar. And a lot of it's they're coming back in, they're trying to reassociate with their families, they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with their lives. If they haven't been to school, they're trying to figure out whether they want to go to school or not. If they've got relationships and wives, they're trying to figure out how to get back into the relationship with their wives. They're dealing with their PTSD. They're dealing with injuries because most of them are coming back. They've got some type of an injury. If it wasn't for a Purple Heart, it was from muscle strains or breaks or bones or anything else like that. When you come back from war, you're just, pardon my language, but you're beat to hell. And, and so it takes time. In fact, I've been back for 5 years now, and I'm still dealing with mine on a regular basis. You're dealing with your injuries. You're dealing with your mindset. You're dealing with people coming back to talk to you, and you're not sure how to approach them because you're still in your mind. You're still fighting a battle. And when you close your eyes at night, you're still fighting that battle. And so you're constantly trying to mix back into a civilian population, go from there. And so these guys are laying low. So these girls, the guys and girls coming back, they're laying low, but they're trying to reincorporate in their lives without being overwhelmed. And so it's, we're having a really tough time right now integrating these new veterans into our organizations like AMVETS and BFW and Honor Flight, things like that, because they're still fighting the battle fresh in their minds. And so they're putting a distance between them and some of these organizations.
You know, I think that's almost all the time when you first get out of the service is that you kind of back up before we'd like you to join the VFW and we'd like you to join AMVETS. We'd like you to join these. And really they are good. They are great organizations to join. I mean, really they are. I never joined, but now I've joined. And I think part of it has to do with getting some space between you and any organization.
And also the fact that
before you join again.
Wouldn't you say that you have committed to the community? So, you know, once you put your roots down, you go, okay, what am I doing with my life here? Because you made a conscientious choice that you weren't going to be deployed again. I think that's a big thing about how you get involved with things. You're not off again.
Well, the other thing is they've been so involved for the last 4, 6, 8, 12 years. For everybody else, now they're trying to find a space for themselves. And so instead of coming right back and jumping into another organization, they're trying to find their own lives. That's a big part. It's coming home and being themselves again. And they lost part of that when they were gone. So now they're retrying to find themselves.
Well, okay.
And by the way, our website's down, and we're calling the webmaster now. So, if you're chatting or you're on the website and we're not answering you or you can't see it, it's because it's down.
What happened is, our web guy started with a new server, and the server's been, I don't know, it's like anything else. You buy a new TV and you start with something and you got a little couple glitches. I think that's what's happening. Please be patient. And by the way, Christine Armstrong, you won the tickets for the rodeo. And you know what? Maybe what we should do while we're here and just go ahead. We'll just more tickets away in the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, let's just take a break. And the other thing, too, is we're going to find our webmaster. I'm going to cut off the top joint of his little finger. You know, it's a kind of an honor thing, as long as we're talking about honor, because this has gone down. And frankly, Brad, hide your hands. I'm coming. We'll be right back after these messages, Carl and about Free Fire Radio.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
KCNR AM 1460 is proud to sponsor Hot-O-Rama May 18th and 19th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. All makes, models, and years. Hot rods, muscle cars, production cars, imports, motorcycles, dragsters, 4x4s, and more. If it has wheels, it's here. Enjoy sound-offs, hop-offs, rock crawling, burnouts, and so much more. Get your tickets at your local Napa stores. Hot-O-Rama May 18th and 19th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For info, visit hot-orama.com.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Ah, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Just gave away two tickets for Thursday night.
Gotta love that song.
Yeah, did we forget our last song of the day?
Nope. Well, you know, there's a lot of things. We're all confused right now.
Monday. We're lucky
we're
standing here.
Don't worry. We're here.
This portion of the show is brought to you by... You know what? brought to you by our Redding Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back into my serene area here, my safe area. You know, Redding's Harley Davidson was established in 1977 by David and Robin Wright, right here in Redding. You know, they can do, you know, they'll take care of your motorcycle. They've got the newest bikes. They can come in, they can take an old bike in, and use it for a down payment, or they'll sell it for you. They got financing that's available. You know, what can I say? They provide great service to their customers. Everything you possibly want. It's, you know, your Harley. I mean, and when you're riding your Harley, there's only one feeling like that. Yeah, I'm not cutting down other people's bikes. I'm not talking about, oh my gosh, you know, Harley. Yeah. I tell you what, Redding Harley Davidson is a great place to do business. They're open from Tuesday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. out at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Their phone number is 241-7117. And just remember, experience the ride, live the dream.
Oh, that's
our guest is Senior Chief Robert Burrows. And you do that.
Yeah, just going to say good morning. You
absolutely.
I'm sorry.
No, there's nothing. We're looking at each other.
You know what? You live the dream. You've done that. I'm not talking about bikes. I'm talking about you've experienced life.
All over the world. I've been around the world times now.
And the fact is you're here in Redding.
After being around the world, Redding, Cottonwood, California is my home. From being around the entire world, I come back to Cottonwood, California.
And that's why Linda and I are here. We've been all around the world.
We made a choice.
Several times. We made the choice. We love this place.
It's fantastic. And there is no other place in the world like it, I'll tell you. I've been there, those other places.
Well, we had a fabulous weekend.
People like you and so many others.
To talk about what happened over the weekend was just a perfect example. We took my mom and dad. They came in. It was my mom's birthday. That's why the 10th seems so, you know, because it was my mom's birthday, and then it was Mother's Day, of course. So she came in on a Friday. I judged Senior Idol. They were there. They totally enjoyed that. And then Saturday, we went to Turtle Bay and took them to the animal show. So that there was something that was on the calendar I wanted to share with our listeners anyway. Took them to the animal show, which was absolutely adorable. We went with the lorikeets that you could put the Java in your hand, and they're all over your body. We went to the butterfly house. It was amazing. They had a great time. Then we went over to the mall, because my dad's a koi, raises koi, and they had the Shasta County Koi Society, and they had huge koi there that were actually brought in. Saw some familiar faces. Shout out to them. That was just amazing just to check that out. And then we went to that kitchen place because we wanted to make popcorn. And then we met the owners of the kitchen place, and we know Sherry and her husband, and they're fabulous. They happen to be there. And my dad, who loves to cook, bought stuff. And we had this fabulous day. Everywhere we went, we felt like we knew somebody. We were part of a community and these wonderful things. So I just want to shout out to you, Rob, and all that you're doing for the museum. And again, one more time. I know everybody's done, we're down on our computers down, so hopefully with the radio, tell us one more time about the Sunday night event, and then we're going to do a ticket giveaway. I'm going to kill Bob here with the last minute giveaway.
Sunday night, May 20th, we're having that dinner cruise out there in Shasta Lake. It's the fundraiser for the Northern California Veterans Museum. We'll be honoring the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. They'll be out there as our guests, and we'll have a wonderful tri-tip dinner, open bar, just the evening, watch the sunset down, and also later on that evening will be the eclipse. And so I'm not sure if we'll be out there that late, but I know that it'll be that evening. And then the tickets are $150 each. You can buy the tickets at the museum, and the phone number for the museum is 378-2280, or you can call here at the radio station, and they'll be wonderfully be able to pass the information on to you that way also.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for being our guest. You're always welcome here. You're part of our family. Hey, Bob, I'm going to ask you to be on the line here because we're going to give two tickets. Actually, I'm going to give four tickets away. I really prefer these were given to us by the Crawford. These tickets are for the pancake breakfast, which is Friday. We've got four for Friday morning, and the Crawfords came in to say, we want you to give these to veterans. So if you're a veteran and you want to go to the pancake breakfast, we've got four free ones for you right now for caller 605-4567. It's a hotline here in the station, and we'd like to give those to you today, this Monday morning, so you know, hey, guess where we're going to see you Friday morning at the pancake breakfast. It is the 59th annual pancake breakfast.
Okay, tomorrow, Chief Paletti. Also, Jim Nielsen's calling in. He wants to talk about what's going on down in Sacramento. If anybody would know, I hope he would know, but I mean, you know, it's such a toss-up down there. I mean, it's how they feel. They've got all these latest things they're doing that it's just, to me, is Anyway, so then Chief Rob Pelletier will be on. We want to talk about realignment, what's going on with the city, some of the facts and figures that people are hearing going back and forth, you know, about crime, on the rise. The property crime is just getting to be unbelievable, frankly. What else is going on this week? We've got, of course, we've got the big pancake breakfast. We've got the Marines coming in on Thursday. We've just got a big week.
We got the rodeo, and obviously we've got the more tickets to give away for the Hot Rod Show. Of course, that's going to be great. The ninth annual Hotorama is actually happening May 17th, 18th, and 19th.
And don't forget that we've got the town hall meeting. Hawkins Company is putting on a town hall meeting tomorrow night, starting at 5:30 in the atrium right downtown in the downtown mall right here on Market Street. They're going to be from 5:30 to 7:30. They want to answer all the questions. They're giving a presentation. Again, it starts at 5:30 and it goes to 7:30. That's tomorrow.
I just want to say go in and support Shelley and Joe from Tobacco and Brew. They've had some break-ins. They've loved on us for so long, and they've got some really great specials happening right now with some cigars and matching and their coffee prizes. One more time, they've been such incredible help. They've helped out the veterans so much. They've done so much for this community, and they've experienced like 3 break-ins. I just got this email, and just go in and tell them how much you love them and support them.
Let's go down there, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, Rob.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You bet, my friend. All right, we'll see you tomorrow morning, Carl and DeBot. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.